This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Are you looking for inspiration?
Would you like to develop or renew a relationship with God?
Let us show you how.
Tune in to the Focus on Jesus broadcast on Mondays and Fridays at 1 p.m. right here on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Remember to focus on Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of
business. The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
See, when Jesus comes to live in our heart, He fills us. And we get full of the Holy Spirit, and He's living on the inside of us. Now He's living on us. Isn't that beautiful to be full of Jesus like that? Some of y'all got a half-empty cup. You need to get some more Jesus in you. Come on now. But now He comes and He says, "I don't want to just be in you. I want to be up on you all the time." And we get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And now we are submerged in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So what happens at Pentecost is the Holy Spirit comes. But He says, "I'm going to baptize you in my Spirit. So I'm now going to take the Holy Spirit that's in you and put you in the Holy Spirit so He can work through you and around you and on you. And now you are the anointed of God." Amen. See, it's one thing for me to walk around with the Spirit of God in me. That's powerful. Come on, amen. But now it says, "I'm not only going to be in you, but I'm also going to be on you. There's going to be an anointing on your life to do greater things, to do marvelous works, to do miracles, to see the captive set free, to preach the gospel." Oh, come on, help me somebody. To open blind eyes, to raise dead people, to cause deaf ears to pop open. He said, "Not only am I in you, but I'm going to be on you so that when you walk into a room, I'm walking in the room with you." When you walk into an atmosphere, the atmosphere begins to shift. It doesn't matter what kind of atmosphere you walk in. They can be screaming and hollering and cussing, but when you walk in, things will begin to move because you walk in with the Holy Spirit of God in you and on you, and the atmosphere begins to change, and it begins to set a stage for miracles, for the gospel to be preached, for lives to be changed. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Everybody say power within and power upon. See, the power within gives me the ability to live the Christ life, but the power upon gives me the ability to do Christ's works in the world. Amen. I can live the Christ life and I can do the works of heaven. I don't have to keep taking it on the chin. I don't have to keep backing up. I don't have to keep living in regret. I can take a step of faith and proclaim the kingdom of God that's in front of me. Hallelujah. I can live the life that God has called me to live. I don't have to be bent down. I don't have to be busted. I don't have to be broken. I can live in victory and be an overcomer in this life. Do you believe that today? Somebody say the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo. All right, that's enough foundation. Watch this language. But you shall receive. Everybody say receive. Receive, receive, receive. You know what that means? That means you don't earn it. You receive it. I mean, you don't earn your salvation. What do? You receive it. God provided salvation 2,000 years ago. You can accept it. He gave it by grace. You accept it by faith. You receive it into your life. John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. I am born again. Huh? And I become a Christian by receiving Christ. I don't earn Christ. I can't get into heaven by what I do. I can't come to church enough. I can't read my Bible enough. I can't pray enough. It's a free gift from heaven. I receive it into my life. Amen? But listen to me. Some of us in charismatic circles and in Pentecostal circles, we want to shift gears when it comes to the fullness of the Spirit. And we all of a sudden receive Christ by grace, and then we feel like we got to earn the Holy Ghost. Huh? And we got to jump through a bunch of hoops, and we got to pray for 6 hours a day, and we got to say the right thing and do the right thing if we're going to be empowered by the Holy Ghost, amen? But listen to me, you receive it. Somebody say, I receive it. You don't earn the fullness of the Spirit. You don't say, well, I got myself cleaned up enough now. Now I can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. No, what qualifies you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the blood of Jesus. It goes hand in hand, amen? We don't have near enough time this morning for me to begin to unpack all this stuff. But I mean, you know, in the Old Testament, when they came to anoint a priest or they came to anoint a prophet, they anointed the priest this way. They would always first apply the blood. Somebody say the blood. The blood was applied to the ear, it was applied to the thumb, and then it was applied to the toe. Meaning that what he heard, what he did, and where he went was all going to be covered by the blood. Somebody say the blood. But once the blood was applied, then they would take the oil and they would apply the oil to his ear, to his thumb, and then they would apply it to his toe. Meaning that what they did by the blood, they will now do through the power of the Holy Spirit or through the power of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So when I became a believer, how many of you know this morning that what happened is the blood cleansed my life. The blood took my sin debt away. Everything changed. Once the blood had been applied, then the oil of the Holy Ghost can begin to flow through my spirit and through my life. The blood of Jesus can set me free. It broke the power of sin over my life. Now everything that I do in my life today, I do by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, amen. So everything in the life of the believer comes on the basis of Calvary through the power of Pentecost. You cannot have Calvary without the power of Pentecost. That's why there's so many people today that step through the threshold of salvation. They get saved, but they constantly live in a place of defeat. You cannot live in victory without the power of Pentecost in your life. Everything that happens in the Christian life happens on the basis of Calvary. In other words, what Jesus did makes it all possible. Everything is on the basis of Calvary, but it comes through the power of Pentecost. Somebody say Pentecost. I don't earn it. I don't have to work for it. I receive it. Somebody say, I receive it. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. Power to do what? Well, fill in the blank. You need power to forgive. Come on, sometimes you need Holy Ghost power to forgive people. Amen? The Holy Ghost will give you the power to forgive. You need the power to clean up some things in your life that ain't in alignment with what God wants to do in your life. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to overcome some habitual sins. Come on, to overcome some attitudes. Some people have been saved 40 years and they're still going around the same mountain of telling little white lies. Some of them are still going around the same mountain of gossiping and talking about everybody else so they can feel good about themselves because they can't get their worth from Jesus. They got to get it from what everybody else thinks about them. Oh, come on, I'm preaching good. Praise the Lord, amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
He gives us the power to do that. Is everybody with me? That word power in the Greek is the word dunamis. Somebody say dunamis. It's where we get our English word dynamite from. Now, how many of you know dynamite has within it its own explosive power? There ain't nothing you have to do to dynamite except light the fuse. It's already got the power inside of it. Amen. You don't have to do anything to dynamite to make it explosive. It's already explosive. It's innate. It's all in it. Amen. And the Bible declares that the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, there is power. There's power in the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout power. You don't have to do anything to make him more powerful. He's powerful. Huh? You can really change the word this way. When the Holy Spirit came upon you, you shall receive ability. You shall receive capacity. You shall receive wisdom. You shall receive equipping for whatever it is that God's designed for you to do. Whatever journey he's got you on, whatever purpose for your life, he's going to give you the power to be able to do that. Amen? Because when the Bible says that you shall receive power, it means that you're going to receive capacity or you're going to receive the ability of God to do the things that you need to do. Come on, write this down. Number one, the first thing he gives us is the power to live the Christian life. You can write it down. You need to write this down. This is good because most of us don't have the power. Most of us ain't walking in the power to live the Christian life. Most of us are born again and suffering. Most of us are surviving, getting day by day. Come on, he gives you the power to live the Christian life. In other words, he gives you the power to be an overcomer. Watch this. John chapter 14, verse 16. He says this. This is Jesus praying with the disciples. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you, everybody, say it with me, another helper. He will give you, we'll try it again. He will give you, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and watch this, and will be in you. Now, this is a great word because verse 16 says this, you shall receive another helper. Everybody say another helper. And if you got a King James Bible, it probably says you will receive another comforter. Amen. That word another right there is a very interesting word, and I don't want you to miss this. There's two words in the Greek language that mean the word another. The first one is heteros. Everybody say heteros, which is where we get the word heretic from. It's where we get the word heresy from. It means something that is opposed to or something that is the opposite of. When somebody is telling me something that's not true, they're telling me a heresy. What are they doing? They're taking a truth and they're telling the opposite of the truth. That's a heresy, amen? They're making a false claim or a false statement about something that is truth. There's another Greek word called allos. A-L-O-S, allos, which means it is the same as, or it has the same component. So Jesus says to his disciples right here in John 14, he says, I'm sending you another helper. And that word another right there, it means the same as I am. I'm sending you another God that's just like me. I'm sending you God. In other words, the Holy Spirit is God. Come on, stay with me. I know this might challenge some of your theology. The Holy Spirit is God. He's not a force. He's not an it. He's God, just like the God the Father and God the Son. He is God, the Holy Spirit. He's not a lesser God. He's God. Somebody shout, he's God. How many know there's not like God, like supersized God, and then there's like Jesus, the decaffeinated God, and then there's God light, the Holy Spirit. That's not how it works. Some people think that God is the main God, the Father God is the main God, and then there's Jesus, who's sort of the representative of heaven, the God that came to the earth, and is a little bit lower than God, and then there's the Holy Spirit, who shows up like a little white dove at the end of a Hallmark movie, and fluttering around. The Holy Spirit. Ooh. Listen, he's not less than. All three members of the Godhead are God equally, but they submit to each other according to the purpose for which they exist. They are three in one. There is one God with three expressions of who he is. Amen? And this is what Jesus said. He said this. Jesus said, it is better for you that I leave. What a crazy statement. They just kind of hung out with Jesus for 3 years, and life was good. Miracles were happening. Happy meals, feeding 5,000. More fish than you could ever catch. I mean, Jesus is the guy. What can be better than hanging out with Jesus and sitting around a campfire with Jesus talking about the things of heaven? Amen? Huh? I mean, that had to be hard to imagine for some of these guys. You're looking at people that walked with him. Amen? And Jesus said to them, it's better for you that I go away. But when I go away, I'm going to send somebody back to you who is just like me, but in a different form. And he will not only be here with you like I've been here with you, he's going to be in you. He's going to live in you. Somebody say, he's going to live in me. Amen? And watch this. And he's coming to be a helper. Somebody say, helper. That's good news for us. Amen? Now, what does that mean? That's the Greek word parakletos. Parakletos. Somebody say, parakletos. And listen, I'm not trying to impress you with my knowledge of Greek, because I really ain't got none. You know, I figured this out along the way. All right? I can barely pronounce this stuff, so just stay with me. But it's good stuff. It helps you learn. I want you to understand this in detail, because it was used before we ever talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Parakletos was a very common term during the time that Jesus walked on the earth in the Greek culture. And Jesus said to them, there's another one coming like me who will be your parakletos. Now, in Jesus' day, a parakletos was an individual, and this is a legal term. They were like a lawyer or a helper that would come alongside. So when you were taken to a place, or you were taken to a meeting, or you were taken into a courtroom or whatever, you didn't go there alone. So you didn't have to go in there and feel vulnerable. You never went alone. How many of you think that's a good idea? Amen? Now, let's just say Mike here on the front row. Mike Carroll, stand up, Mike. Turn around, wave everybody. Mike's got this big problem. Everybody be quiet now. Just keep looking up here. No comments. Amen. Mike's got this problem. Somebody's about to make some big decisions on Mike's life, and there's somebody pointing a finger at Mike. There's a prosecutor, there's a judge, and the prosecutor is going, you did it. You are guilty. You good for nothing. Blankety blank blank blank. You did it. And you are never going to amount to what you're supposed to amount. So he's standing there, and somebody that has the ability to make a decision about his life, somebody that can alter the course of his life, and he's in the room with somebody pointing a finger at him and saying, you don't have what it takes. You can't do it. You ain't going to measure up. You remember what you did last week? Remember how many times you fell last week? How many know you don't want to be in that room by yourself? You want to have somebody there with you. Because here's the prosecutor. I tell you, sit down. Come on. Here's the prosecutor accusing you, and there's a judge that's about to make a decision about Mike that's going to alter his future. Amen? But a parakletos comes along. Come up, stand up there with him, Bill. Go over there by him, put your hand around him, put your arm around him, hold on to him. Y'all face the congregation. Turn around. A parakletos comes along, and he says, hey, Mike, I'm your Paracletos. I'm going to come in the room with you, and I'm going to stand here beside you. And while they're making accusations at you, you won't be alone. I'm going to be standing right here with you. And when he gets done with his accusations, when he gets done pointing out your weaknesses, when he gets done pointing out your failures, I'm going to start pointing out all the things that are right and all the things that are working and the capacity that you have and the ability that you have. Not only am I going to point it out, I'm going to give you the ability to fulfill all those things that have been promised you that you didn't think you could fulfill, because I'm going to be your aid to help you do what he says you can't do, you'll be able to do. Come on, give him a round of applause. Amen. So listen to me. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, every time the devil wants to stand up and say to you, your marriage ain't going to make it. Your kids are a disaster. You don't know how to parent. You've messed them up from the very beginning. You had no business even ever having children. You ain't got no sense to run a business. Where in your right mind did you think you could ever run a business? You don't have what it takes to forgive somebody. You don't have what it takes to have the right heart. Then the Holy Spirit comes alongside of you and says, hold on a minute, boy. Don't be taken in by their accusations. Don't you believe those lies. I'm here to be your helper. And whatever you lacking, I got. Whenever you fall short, I'm going to lift you up. Whenever you fall down, I'm right here. And I'm going to give you the power to do what God created you to do and live the promise over your life. Hallelujah. Whatever's deficient in you, I'll make sufficient. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to thank God for having a helper.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is now open. Black Beauty offers top quality hair products, human and synthetic hair. Get more value for less money and look your best. Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is located in Port St. Lucie at 1702 Southwest Bayshore Boulevard, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They can be reached at 772-380-6457, 380-6457.
you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.